As you read through the progression of the Makos, it's clear that in the first two Makos of Dam and Tzvardeya, the Chartumim in Mitzrayim, the Egyptian sorcerers and magicians, were able to recreate those miracles. And if that's the case, then of course Paro is going to be stubborn, is going to refuse to let the Jewish people go. And yet, when it gets to the Makos of Kinim, the Pasuk tells us, Vayomer Chartumim el Paro, Etzba Elokim. Oh, this is the finger of God, Elokim. And yet, Paro remains more stubborn. How do we understand this give and take between Paro and the Chartumim? The most obvious, straightforward reading of the Psukim is, they say, we can't do this. Paro, we tried, we could do Dam, we could do Tzvardeya, we could make the frogs, but this is the Ribono Sholem. And now Paro's stubbornness reaches next level. Because when they could recreate the miracle, all right, then Paro's going to tell them, I'm not going to let you go. But now that Paro is told they can't recreate it, this is clearly the Ribono Sholem, then Paro says, even still, I'm not going to let them go. However, there are other commentators that believe the Chartumim are actually not saying to Paro, this is the Ribono Sholem, but rather this is something different. And Paro's refusal actually doesn't reach next level, but stays really where it was in the first two Makos. The Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra both explain that Etzba Elokim does not mean Hashem, the Ribono Sholem, who could do everything. There was some nature, some phenomenon. In the words of the Rashbam, Makas Medina, an epidemic. There was some rare outbreak of lice. This is not a God, this is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when they say Etzba Elokim, they don't mean Hashem, they mean nature. Something happened that was beyond our control. We can't recreate it, not because it's Hashem, but because it was some unbelievable power of nature. And the Ever Paro says, okay, so while the first two Makos you could recreate, and I'm going to be stubborn, the fact that you're telling me this is some force of nature, I'm also going to be stubborn. And Rabbi Yechiel Michal Epstein, the great author of the Aruch HaShulchan and his Haggad, the Leil Shimurim, adds one more layer to this idea. He explains the following. The finger metaphor, Rechel Mechel Epstein explains, was chosen because it was how they viewed what happened to their country. Generally, we believe that matter is classified in four categories: fire, air, water, and earth. When the sorcerer said Etzba Elokim, they meant there is a fifth. We don't really know what it is. It's not a Ribono Sholom. It's not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a God of the Jews. It's something else. There's a fifth unknown force of nature. And therefore, Paro says, okay, there, I'm not going to let them go. V'chazak leiv Paro. But adds Rav Epstein, such a powerful idea. This whole notion is dispelled at Kriyas Yamsuf. When they say it was a Yad HaChazaka, the hand. When they realize that this Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, demonstrated that all five fingers, what they thought were five forces of nature, were really being controlled by one hand, the Ribono Sholem. So while they dismiss this plague as just a finger, natural cause, something we didn't realize beforehand, the miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf that showed them who controls everything, the hand that controls it all, ultimately as well taught them this lesson that everything was controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.